Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Just Take the L. It's your host, me, Lola Clinton Hayward speaking. Now, as you all know, we're in a new month. We're in May, which is crazy because, like, what the hell? How are we already here? Like, I feel like this year is flying. It's been super busy, but super fun. But with that, I feel like I'm seeing a lot more people go on about how summer is approaching, which obviously, yes, it is. But with that, I feel like there comes the whole dreaded discussion of summer body, like quick, fast tips for XYZ. So that's why I thought today's topic is very appropriate. We're going to be talking about summer bodies and how to basically get rid of the mindset of like, I need to get a summer body, yada, yada. Because if you're anything like me, you have been brought up with this, which is crazy. So first of all, I would like to do a disclaimer saying summer body is kind of a BS thing, I think. Also, I'm well aware that talking about summer and like getting your summer body is very triggering. And especially if you're anything like me or you've had past issues with food, maybe slight disordered eating, maybe not even just so slight disordered eating, I would like to say I feel you and understand you when there are so many triggers on social media. And I fear that honestly, this is always going to be the case. So instead of trying to, I mean, I will obviously try to change it, but you know, if you can't change it, you may as well come up with better ways to kind of deal with it and solve it. So hence this video. You do not need to look a certain way. I will say this forever and forever. There is not a typical summer body. Everyone's bodies are different. And I know obviously you're not tuning into this because I feel like you probably already know this, but I just wanted to say that. Moving on though, okay. I know everyone talks about summer bodies and stuff like that. And the main thing is everyone's like trying to lose weight for summer, I feel. Not all the time, but I feel like the main thing when we think of summer body, it's about being our smallest, most petite self, which is crazy. And I feel like obviously with that, there is also a lot of body positivity on social media, which is great. But I want to talk, and I really don't know if this is going to be controversial. Sometimes I think body positivity in some ways from creators is not the best approach. Because with body positivity, it's about feeling great in your body. And we are self-aware to know that sometimes, you know, there's been times in my life I've been bigger, I've been smaller, whatever. And in maybe some of the times I've been a bit bigger, it's not even me being rude to myself or whatever, but I will say to a friend or whatever, I kind of want to lose some weight, like my clothes just aren't fitting how they normally do. And that's not me coming from a place of hating myself, like, okay, maybe sometimes in the past, but we're moving on from that. But, and I just feel like everyone's automatically like, no, you don't need to lose weight, you're beautiful. First of all, I never said if I was at whatever size, I wasn't beautiful, babe, I know. Secondly though, I'm not like, this isn't me talking like, oh my god, I hate myself, like I need to lose weight. I feel like sometimes people or the body positivity movement can be seen in the negative by saying you don't need to change, you're perfect. If you know that your clothes are fitting you weird and you feel more confident at a certain weight and it's a healthy weight for you, why wouldn't you try achieve that? And I feel like sometimes it's very shamed when you say you want to lose some weight or you want to gain some weight. Everyone has two different things. Like, oh my God, you don't need to. I feel like when you say you want to lose weight, everyone or most people are like, oh my God, you don't need to, da da da. And when you say you want to gain weight, they're like, why? Like, it's crazy. So if you're seeing all of this as well as I am on social media, talking about like summer bodies, whatever, and you're coming at it from a place of, maybe I want to gain some weight for summer. I want to, you know, bulk up, want to grow my booty, want to grow whatever, my back, I don't even know. Or you want to lose some weight and you're coming at it from a place of self-love. I don't think that's inherently bad. Because although I'm not saying you have to, I feel like you know the difference if you're coming at changing yourself, changing your body from a place of self-confidence versus coming at a place of like lack of self-confidence. Because, okay, give you an example, right? I'm smaller than I am this time, or that I was this time last year, but I am bigger than I was this time 6 months ago. Like not by a lot, but basically for the marathon, or when I did Barcelona Marathon in March, and for that, or sorry, let me just go back a bit. I did Dublin Marathon in October, and for that, it was my first marathon. Like I was so scared, or not so scared, but I didn't want to really gain weight. And also, like, I just wasn't even that hungry, to be honest, but I didn't realize how much stress it put my body under. And obviously, not obviously, but like, if you know about running, basically the longer you run, the more you should eat. Like, obviously your body is burning a hell of a lot of calories. And I underfueled for Dublin. Like, I underfueled up until race day. Then on race day, I had what I was meant to have and I literally got sick. So then for Barcelona Marathon, I was like, I do not want that same experience, because it is humbling, I'll tell you, getting sick in front of like a marathon of people, not once, but like four times. And I don't mean a little bit of sick, I mean a lot. But anyways, moving on from the sick. So basically I was like, I don't want to be like that. So for Barcelona, I was like, if I'm hungry, I'ma eat. Like, I'ma eat. And that's exactly what I did. I think I put on 12 pounds. Like, I'm not, and oh, okay, that is not that normal in marathon. I mean, it is normal to have some weight gain, but I don't know if 12 pounds, like 6 kg, is normal weight gain. It actually could have even been more, to be honest. Like, I very much, any hunger cue, I did. And honestly, I think I maybe took it a bit too far. Like, a lot of that wasn't necessarily the best food. I was just using it as an excuse. But you know what? It is what it is. But with that, I kind of knew that was going to happen. Like, I'm running a long distance. I need to, like, be better than I was in October. So I was okay with me gaining weight. Like, it was kind of like I was kind of expecting it, not gonna lie. So then after the marathon, I was like, okay, marathon's passed, I'm going to lose weight because I want to, like, you know. And I had so many people say to me, like, no, Lola, you don't need to, you're beautiful, girl. Again, like I said, I think I am, yes. And honestly, I'll probably think that no matter what weight I was, because face card, you know, I'm not confident with it, or I'm trying, you know, fake it till you make it. But and I had so many people be like, oh, you don't need to. But it wasn't me coming from a place of self-hate. Like, I literally, this was my plan all along. Like, I was going to gain some weight to run. Then I was going to lose some weight. Then probably when I start marathon training again, I'll probably gain some weight. Like, weight fluctuates, because I was just uncomfortable at my weight, because all my clothes weren't fitting me how I like them to fit me. They were, like, on the tighter side. Like, some dresses, like, I tried on a dress that used to be loose with me on my birthday, actually, of all days. And it barely zipped up. Like, it zipped, but, like, ooh, I wasn't comfortable. And, like, I think it's okay if you say you want to lose some weight and to stop everyone coming at you being like, oh, my God, da-da-da-da. And the same applies for weight gain. So I just want you to know that if you're feeling like that, whether summer brought it on, which it shouldn't, you know, as I say, this shouldn't be, like, a summer-related thing, but you are okay. You are valid in wanting to do that. So you don't need to necessarily listen to all the body positivity. Obviously, yes, be comfortable in your body. And I would like to preface saying, and this is kind of moving down my points list, but you can't hate yourself into a body you love. I will say this so much because I feel like I have experienced it so much. And honestly, if you're anything like me and you've kind of had a whole body image thing, body dysmorphia since you were younger, it's a very hard one. Some days are great. Some days you feel like a troll. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just some days just aren't it. And first of all, I hope you feel seen, because I feel like sometimes when I talk about, like, body dysmorphia or, like, body image, like, I wasn't necessarily, when I was younger, like, super, super, like, skinny. Like, I didn't need to go to, like an eating recovery place or, like, a hospital. But, like, there clearly still was an issue. Like, I literally used to, like, purge. And, like, there was binge eating, there was bulimia, like, whatever. So, and I feel like sometimes when I see creators, especially, like, ED recovery people, also who share their pictures and whatever when they were their most unhealthy, which I don't know how I feel about, but like, I didn't necessarily feel seen, because I was like, well, maybe I wasn't that bad because I wasn't on the verge of death. But like, just so you know, you are totally welcome, you're totally valid, totally seen. If you've had any struggle with food, whether it's like some thoughts, whether you acted on it or what, we're kind of all in the same, you know, we all just want to be loving ourselves. So I just want to say that first of all. But you cannot hate yourself into a body you love, no matter how skinny, big you get, whatever. If you're coming at it from a place of hate, like I have in so many different ways, you won't like it. Like, literally, it's crazy. So whether you want to change your body to be bigger, to be smaller, to be whatever you want it to be, really, you have to realize that you are starting this journey because you genuinely believe that it would improve your confidence in a good way. Like, you're doing this for you. Like, what do you want? Like, if you try to do anything, like, this should, honestly, this isn't even body related. If you do anything to try win over someone's approval or to be something to someone, whatever, and it's not coming from you, you're going to switch back. You're going to be like, what the hell am I doing? Like, for real, like, I remember, this is kind of like the ante of this, but like, my first ex-boyfriend said he was only into brunettes, right? And me being me, I decided now was a great time, or then was a great time, to fully bleach my hair myself, because I was kind of coming from the anti point of view. Like, I was like, wow, well, if you only like brunettes, like me when I'm blonde, bet, like, whatever. But obviously I was doing that out of like, I was just being so petty, being like, well, you should love me in any way, no matter how I look, da da da. And I regretted it. Like, honestly, the only person I hurt was myself. Like, looking back on those pictures, or my hair damage, was insane. So if you're doing anything for a guy, a girl, to be seen, to be in a, like, whatever, it won't work out. You'll end up going through with it, and then looking back in a couple of years' time, I'd like to think, being like, what the hell was I doing? So whether that's changing your body, changing your hair, acquiring a new style that just doesn't feel like you, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, genuinely, it just won't work out. Like, you might think and convince yourself that you like it for like half a year. You'll look back in years to come, hopefully, and be like, what was I doing? I should have just stuck to what I like. Because the people that are truly meant to be in your life and truly like you will be with you, like, all the time. Like, if you think back to your friends, or friends or family, and they loved you whether you were big, smaller, you dressed a certain way, your hair was a certain color, they were always there. Like, the people that are meant to be in your life will be in your life, and I'm a firm believer in that. So just remember that when you're coming from this whole body, summer body thing. Okay, now a lot of this also goes into confidence, because as I said, I feel like these kind of all interlink as one. But you basically just need to figure out, like, why am I wanting this goal? This goal being, like, your body to look a certain way. Is it for me? And if it's for me, and I genuinely believe that, like, this is something I want, I'm doing it in a healthy way, and I will be more confident if I achieve that goal, then go for it. Like, honestly, go for it. Like, I actually cannot stand when someone says, like, don't do it. Like, oh my God, do-do-do-do-do. Because of this, like, honestly, if you're happy, go for it. Like, same way, like, okay, some people seem to be so against, like, plastic surgery or, like, filler or whatever. And I get everyone has their own opinion. I totally get that. And, you know, if you're open about whatever, why is it a big deal? Like, if my friend came to me and said she wants to get lip filler, and I genuinely believe, like, she's doing it for her, I don't think it's crazy. Like, I'll be like, if you think it's gonna make you more confident, go for it. Like, obviously, read up about it, go for it. Like, I just don't get those people who are just like, no, don't do it, you're gonna be like, whatever. And like, for example, right, I'll give you one example, which hasn't happened yet, but guys, it will. So I think I've talked about it, but like, I don't bring it up that much, that my body has changed, like, a lot in the past couple of years. Like, I have been big, I have been small. Like, genuinely, my weight has been so up and down since I've been like 17. Like, I probably about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 3 years ago now. 3 years ago, I think I was like 20 kg more than I am right now. And like this time last year, I'm about 10 kg lighter. And like, with that, there's obviously been up and downs in it. Like, even me talking about my marathon training block, like, I gained 6 kg. Now, since the marathon, I'm probably down about 3 kg. And like, you know, it's whatever. But like, so with that, I obviously, weight fluctuation or weight loss, if you know anything about this, you know, your boobs from a girl, your boobs will go. Like, genuinely, when I lost weight, I lost my boobs. Like, I have boobs, but like, my boobs used to be huge. Like, not gonna lie, like, I don't know what I am. I think I'm maybe like a DD or a D right now. But like, my boobs, they were bigger. I don't even know what they were, because I never used to get measured, which is stupid, because I feel like in my head I wanted to be a DD, and if I got measured, it would like confirm that I'm not. Like, you know, kind of, I was working on the basis of ignorance is bliss. But with that, since I lost weight, and because I lost like a good bit of weight, you know, I also lost elasticity. And when I was younger, I wanted a boob reduction, but I actually don't, which was valid. But now that I've lost some of my boobs, I don't want a boob reduction. I want like a boob, like, augmentation, boob lift, you know, kind of. Because I honestly, I just don't like having boobs. I just don't think it's for me. I've had them from a young age and I just don't love it. But with that, like, I want to get that surgery or that, like, thing in the future. And I genuinely believe that it would make me so much more confident in a way. And I'm not saying I'm not confident now, but I just know that, like, it would really make me confident. So why wouldn't I go for it? And if I tell a friend this and they start telling me, like, oh my God, no, like, it's not going, like, you know, you should be natural. I don't agree with that. Like, if it's safe and you're doing it from a place of self-confidence and self-love, and you genuinely believe that it will make you happier, why wouldn't you go for it? So that is what I'm going to ask you to ask yourselves for summer. Are you coming at it from a place of self-love or self-hate? And there is nothing wrong, as I said, with wanting to lose or gain weight. But there is something wrong if you're doing it because you feel like society is pushing you into it and you need to be the smallest version of yourself, or you need to be whatever. No. No. But I will say, I will also say, if you are seeing this summer thing, duh, Lola, the seasons, but I mean like the whole summer body TikToks or whatever, and you're starting to feel like, maybe I want to start working out. You know, working out doesn't even just have to be to look a certain way. I can tell you, working out just makes you feel good. Like, what is 40 minutes a day? Like, I don't know who posted it. I feel like it's talked about. But would you rather, like, 23 hours and 20 minutes of you feeling meh? Or would you rather 40 minutes of uncomfortability and then having the rest of your day and night feeling amazing? Because you don't even have to work out to look a certain way. Like, honestly, that's so BS. You work out to feel good. And honestly, I feel like when you work out, then you feel good. Then you just start looking better. Like, whether you're trying to lose or gain weight, like, I just feel like people who work out are just happier. And also, I feel like they're mainly nicer to be around. Like, I don't know, it's the endorphins, guys, I'm telling you. Like, if you know someone who goes on a run, like a 5K, gets an iced coffee, maybe has a teeny bit of sunlight on their face first thing in the morning, versus someone who doesn't work out and is in bed and eats like crap, they're going to be in different moods. Like, I'm telling you, and because I've been both of them. I have been both of them. And honestly, it is a cycle. I will be one girl one day, one the next. But I'm trying to outweigh it and do like 80-20 vibes. But like, there is a difference. Like, when I was younger, I went to like the doctor, I'm pretty sure, being like, I'm depressed, like, help. And I basically got to, like, asked the general questions, like, well, are you working out? Like, are you eating good? Like, healthy? And I kind of was like, no, like, I mean, I maybe walk, like, sometimes, but I don't really work out. But that is not the issue. That is not the issue. Like, I'm just depressed. Which, yes, is valid for a lot of people. But, like, they kind of did have a point. Like, they did have a point. Like, they were asking, like, the basics of, like, do I drink water? Do I work out? Do I see sunlight? And I was kind of like, no, I sleep. I literally am awake during the night. Don't see the sun. Don't work out. Barely drink water. I only drink energy drinks. Wonder why I'm feeling so bad. Yeah, that's kind of why I was feeling bad. Like, looking back, yeah, I hate to break it to you guys, but, like, the general questions of do you work out, do you drink enough water, and do you get enough fresh air, like, it makes a huge difference to your mood. Don't knock it till you try it. Like, honestly, try it for 21 days, because that is how long it, like, statistically is to make a habit. And if you feel like it's not making a difference, that's fine. But be like, Lola, you were wrong. But if you actually think, yeah, I actually have been in a lot of a better mood recently, you've joined us. You've joined the cult of people who claimed when they were in their teenage years that it's not like you, it's everyone else. No, it wasn't. It probably was me just not having sunlight and basically being a vampire. But long story short, work out to feel good, and I guarantee you'll end up looking better if that is your goal. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening. That is kind of the gist of my episode. I just wanted to reiterate and share that with you guys, because I know that it can be triggering seeing these posts. I myself, as I said, you know, I'm just a girl trying to get through her 20s and, like, feel the best and whatever, look the best also, but, like, from a healthy point of view. And I'm finding some of it triggering too. And I'm trying to be like, Lola, Lola, catch yourself. Catch your motherfucking self. Because sometimes I feel like we're a lot like this. I give advice, and I think I give good advice. Like, not gonna lie, I read a lot. I feel like I've life experience. That's why I have a podcast, guys. But I don't take my own. So this episode was not only for you, it was for me. So next time you catch yourself having those thoughts, turn this on. Remember who the fuck you are, and that you don't need society to tell you who you want to look like, what you need to look like. If you want to look like that person, you want to make your body tea, more tea, go work out. Don't do it from a place of self-love, or Jesus, don't do it from a place of self-hate, do it from a place of self-love. Because as I said, and I would love to get like a t-shirt with this on, you cannot hate yourself into a body that you love. But yeah, if you like the episode, please share, please text me. I got the cutest private message. I hope the girl that texted me is listening, because honestly, you made my day last week. So I'm so glad that you're enjoying the podcast being back. And yeah, just remember, guys, you look gorgeous. Embrace it. Whatever waist, shape, your ass, you look amazing. And honestly, confidence is the thing that matters, because you can be the prettiest person, have the most T-body, but if you've got your posture wrong and you hate yourself, you're not going to be magnetic. Whereas if you see someone, you can just tell that they are just walking through life with confidence, and it's attractive. Confidence is attractive, and honestly, it doesn't even matter what you look like. Like, I'm telling you, energy is a thing. So whether you look like whatever, embrace it. And if you're going through a bit of a journey and trying to change your body in whatever way, embrace the stages. Honestly, it's the journey. It's not the end goal. Like, honestly, the journey is the whole thing. But yeah, I hope you have a great rest of your day. I hope you enjoyed listening. As I said, please be sure to share. Give it like a thumbs up or whatever you can do on Spotify. And yeah, I'll see you guys next week.